This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories.
A Fistful of Credits by Mark Shapiro. Epic laid down his cards and sighed. He picked up his bottle of XP-917 and took a healthy swig. Even he had to admit that his face, reflected in the bottle's mirror finish, was less than a joy to behold. That he looked green around the gills had nothing to do with the previous night's bender. It had everything to do with the fact that he was green. And yes, he had gills. The cat's eyes, thanks, Mom, always looked uninterested, which, in this line of work, was a plus. The long, pointed ears? Not sure where those came from. Mom would never tell. Epic shifted in his chair, brushing 3 of the 6 arms of the resident Easy off his broad back and the tatters of his poncho. The Easy looked bored. At least, that's what her single eye said. She was like this low-rent asteroid dive. Cheap-looking and easy. And Epic had to admit that if he wasn't on the clock, he would be inclined to give it a ride. He picked up his cards once again and gave them another cursory look. He looked over the top of his cards and at the red-skinned, big-brained, slender-as-a-snake shark, who was, likewise, checking out the hand dealt. He said his name was Sangori 7. I tended to believe him because he didn't appear bright enough to cook up an alias.
"I'll bet 5,000 credits," snorted Epic as he laid his cards down.
Sangori 7 smiled broadly, showing teeth.
"Sounds like a bottom feeder's bet. I'll see and call."
There was tension in the air. The EZ sensed it and backed away on skinny reptile legs. Epic tossed 2 cards on the table.
"I'll take 2.
Sangori 7 tossed 2 cards in the direction of Epic. That damned smile would not go away.
"I'll just stand pat with these."
Epic leaned back in the chair, an audible screech punctuating the smoky, dimly lit depression of the place. This sack of crim was either a real good bluffer, or he had something. There was only one way to find out.
"What you got?"
said Epic, bringing his voice down to a rough chop of a whisper.
"Ladies first," countered Sangori 7.
His smile now broadened to a leer. Epic slapped them down.
"Getting high, over 8s.
Sangori 7's cards hit the deck.
"Good, but not good enough. Aces high."
It punched in the necessary digits on its wristband credit monitor. Then that damned look back at Epic.
"My account's open. You can send the credits now."
Epic put on his game face, pushed aside his poncho, and laid in some digits of his own.
"To the victor,"
said Epic as he pointed his own wristband in the direction of Sangori 7.
"Goes the spoils."
A blast of energy shot across the room. The Easy screamed. Assorted bar scum ducked for cover. Sangori 7 bounced off a wall and hit the floor. Epic leaned from his chair and was instantly standing over him.
Looking up, Sangori 7 was dazed but defiant.
"The oldest cone in the galaxy, and I fell for it. So now you take my credits and kill me."
Epic grabbed Sangori 7's arm and roughly punched in some digits on its wristband, effectively emptying the credits into his own account.
"You're half right. I'm taking your credits, and then I'm taking you to jail."
Sangori 7 was stunned. He just didn't get it. Typical of a lower life form. Epic, his cat eyes upturned into what passed for a smirk, was happy to fill in the blanks.
"Sangori 7, small-time smuggler in the Arcturus Quadrant. Jumped bail while awaiting trial in the Verdant system. You're small-time sludge. If I hadn't been in the neighborhood, I would have passed. But credits are credits, even though the bounty on you will barely cover my bar tab.
Epic hooked his marked hands behind his back and whipped aside his poncho even further to reveal the very antiquated transport module strapped to his side. So far, it had worked. But as he flipped the switch, he realized a more reliable model should be in his future. His molecules spread out over a dozen different galaxies would not be a pretty way to go. The beam landed the pair on the main deck of what Epic lovingly called his rust bucket. He secured Sangori 7 to a seat. The outlaw was none the worse for attitude.
This beef is only a Class C infraction. I'll be out in a couple of months, and then I'll be back in business.
Epic laughed out a low, gravelly laugh.
I'm counting on it. Repeat business is the backbone of the bounty hunting industry. Maybe next time you'll kill something. Now that's a bounty I could wrap my cosmic energy around.
Epic turned away and looked past his simple control panel, through the observation screen, and into the vastness of space. No stars, no planets, no nothing. It was bleak. Bleak was his favorite color. He talked into the dark. His communication set up inside the panel was on stun.
Creation, this is Epic. Sangori 7 is secured. Wire credits into my account. Yes, I emptied his credits into my account. Last time I looked, that wasn't against the law. We'll remain in orbit until you send the wagon.
Epic's strident tones turned suddenly sheepish.
Oh, and one more thing. Send out a Universal Prime. My nuclear pit is flooded again.
Mark Shapiro is a New York Times best-selling author, a published short story writer, poet, comic book writer, and the author of more than 90 unauthorized celebrity biographies. Recent books include Existential Jibber Jabber, Poetry, Domain Publishing, Keanu Reeves' Excellent Adventure, Biography, Riverdale Avenue Books, Word Up, The Life of Amanda Gorman, Biography, Riverdale Avenue Books, Beetle Wives, The Story of the Women Who Loved the Men We Loved, Biography, and a whole lot of vampire poetry and short stories in Night to Dawn magazine. Mark Shapiro actually makes a living doing this. Don't tell the authorities. Hey guys, I hope you liked that story. I'm a bit stuck in that accent now, sorry. It's been forever since I saw A Fistful of Dollars. I'm going to have to look that movie up. I remember it being quite good. I love doing space westerns. I don't know what it is, but Firefly, Cowboy Bebop, I loved those things when I was growing up, so I think they just left an impression on me. While I can't stand most actual westerns, the twist on the westerns I love, and a lot of my own writing tends to have that kind of element in there. The lawless frontier and gritty gunslingers, usually in a quite different setting. If you guys did like this story, be sure to leave a thumbs up and a comment on YouTube. And if you're listening to the podcast, just be sure to subscribe for more brand new short stories. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.